Girl TaylorMade in the building right now with Eric Austin.
Hey, hey, how you all doing, KC?
Right now, this is a motivational event going down next Saturday, March 4th at the Mary L. Kelly Center, located on 51st and Prospect.
Yeah, so basically what it is truth, and it's just really a play on words. It's just basically the truth directed to the youth. So I just really did a play on words, and the first three letters is try, because I always just look at it, no matter what in life, we should always try to accomplish our goals, chase after our purpose, and just be all that we could be, no matter what the circumstances is. From 1 to 3, food is free. It's hosted by the lovely Taylor, and we also will be speaking about fitness and a healthy lifestyle. It will really just be a great event for everybody to come out. We would really love for high school youth to come out. We would really love for college youth to come out as well. But it also be event for the older crowd as well, you know, just for everybody to just really just come out and just receive just great motivation, and just know that no matter what, any crisis we go through each and every day in life is meant to build you instead of things we look at to deter us from anything we're doing.
Yeah, and I know you guys can hear that passion coming through that mic and everything that he's saying. And I mean, he's definitely lived it as well. I want you guys to check us out on Facebook right now. Check out the TR Youth Motivation Flyer. Now, this is the first of a lineup of seminars, right?
Yeah, so this is actually the first annual of Truth Motivation Seminar. So it would be held once a year, the first weekend in March, because the first week in March is so significant to me in my life, because that is the day that I got shot and I lost one of my closest friends as well. So that's why I chose to make this event the first week of March every single year, so we can just basically come out and just, you know, motivate the world, because the things that we've been through, the things that I've been through in life, and for that time to be so important and cherished by me, I wanted to just basically share it with the world.
All right, you almost made me say amen, but that's all right. I just want to get real quick. You know, I'm 25. I'm sure you're like 26. Kansas City's is real small. I remember when I heard the day you were shot, I was actually on a bus traveling with a bunch of other people for a college tour, and that's how I heard the news. So KC is really small. If you don't already know who Eric Austin is,
yes.
I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys already do. Maybe you know about EA, but this is somebody that's definitely motivated and has been through what he's talking about. And it's men, not only just people, but men like this that definitely need to step up and do what you are doing and what you're providing. And like we said, this is a free event to come out and get some inspiration. And something I always like to remind people, you know, we can inspire, but motivation comes within.
That's real.
But how can we feel motivated if we don't see certain things happening, if we don't hope for better things, if we don't know things? So I really believe if you come out to this event next Saturday, you'll definitely get that. So will there be like a panel of speakers or anything like that?
Yeah, so basically, I actually have my brother, JR Fitness. He's basically going to be speaking about the importance of health and the importance of working out, the importance of eating healthy and things of that sort. I also have a good friend of mine by the name of James. He's actually a cop in the Kansas area. So things go on each and every day around the world as far as cop killings and things of that sort. James really is going to harness on the importance of us being in the uniform, because, you know, we can't really try to make a change when other people are killing us from other races and things of that sort. So if we could get more people that look like us, more people that actually walk through these neighborhoods, instead of somebody, a young kid that want to grow up and be a cop, and you tell him you can't hang around me because you a rat, we need to lose that stigma. I just wanted him to really come out and touch on that, the importance of bypass stereotypes and just really chase after this. If this is what you want, it'll make the world a better place. So those are two, and like I said, hosted by you, the director over at the Mary Kelly Center will also basically give insight on what the Mary L. Kelly Center is about, to basically hopefully grow that as well, because it's in dead center in the middle of a neighborhood,
yes,
to where there's no reason it shouldn't flourish, and so and be a safe haven for a lot of you to go.
And I mean, they do a lot of events over there too.
Tons.
Mean, don't they have like a computer lab as well?
Yes.
A bunch of stuff, a gym.
Dance classes. That's they crazy. Do a lot of stuff over there that I feel like Kansas City does not know about. You know, in the fact that if a lot of people find out about it and know about it and learn about it, so much more could be brought to that place right there. Even if it's meetings to make the neighborhoods a better place. You know, just anything. And it's just untapped space in my opinion.
Definitely. And it's time to be active. I mean, we want a lot. Everybody wants a lot out of their life, out of this world, you know, but we have to start taking an individual responsibility and start making individual actions to get us there as a community. So, you know, I totally respect the event. I hopped on it as soon as I could. If you just now tuning in, we're talking to the motivation speaker, Eric Austin, the founder of TR Youth. The Motivation is going down Saturday, March 4th. It is a motivational seminar from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Mary L. Kelly Center. That's located at 2803 East 51st Street. Everybody, take some time out, come out to this event. You know, we usually don't have to do much. We pick up a phone and we hit a like button, but we don't really make action or we share a news story. How about you be a part of this story? Because I guarantee it will be a packed house.
Yeah, I get, listen, and I'll tell anybody, if you come and you're not inspired, you write with me after the show. I guarantee you, you will come to this event and leave inspired.
I believe it. And you also said some freebies out there. So free massages, free food, and a fitness and nutrition excerpt. You touched on what you went through your senior year in high school.
Yeah.
Can you just give us a little tidbit? It was your senior year. I know you were a football player, headed to go play football. And not only did you lose your friend in a shooting, you were shot and paralyzed yourself.
Yes.
So how did you get back to doing what you're doing with the mindset that you have? What motivated you?
Honestly, just life in general. I always looked at it as far as we're really not physical beings. You know, we're not taught to be physical beings. So if we only go through life by what we see, we would never get anywhere. So just knowing that I lost my friend, like one of the closest friends to me at that time, I know I lost him at that time. So how could I ever complain? I always looked at it as if I'm somewhere complaining to somebody, oh, how bad my situation is or how much this sucks. What if his mom or dad walked past me? You know, how much of a slap in the face would that be to them? The fact that they could physically see me every day, but they can't physically see their son every day. You know, I would think that's selfish of me for starters. And just knowing that life does not stop. Yes, sports is taken away. A lot of physical abilities were taken away with it, but life doesn't stop. I'm still here. And I just want to use my story to basically change the world if I can, or change that one mind that can possibly change the world.
Woo! So high schoolers, college students, parents, we want you to come out next Saturday, March 4th, and get motivated. It's the first time you're hearing about it, but it will not be the last. Thank you again, Eric. Who you got in the studio with you?
Oh, I got my bro, Mo. I got Nico, Jamal Davis. So, you know, we all in here. Got the best cameraman in the city. And I got the number one model in the city.
And stylist.
Yeah, so we really just out here trying to make changes all together in our own different way. So I really hope you all can come out, check us out. It's really going to be a great event. I would say time and time again, you will not leave the same way you came. I can guarantee you that.
So if we want to get in contact with you right now, how will we do it?
Okay, so basically you can check out the flyer on my personal Facebook or on Truth's Facebook. Truth Facebook, again, is TRYOUTH on Facebook. Or you could just check out my regular Facebook, Eric Austin. Catch me on Instagram, Truth_EA. As well, you can also check it out on the Hot 103 Jams page. And if you want to contact me directly, it's truthmotivation@gmail.com.
So mark your calendar right now, next Saturday at the Mary L. Kelly Center, 2803 East 51st Street, right here in KC Mo, from 1 to 3 p.m. Free food, free massages, and free motivation from the motivation speaker himself, Eric Austin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.